You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
The yellow moon shines up above. Music is bringing songs of love to you and me. They showed me I'll be lost. Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
I was saying to the moon, me find a place. Oh, here it is, yeah. I just stood and stared at you, and I know that ain't polite, but I hardly could contain myself. And when I tried to explain myself, all the time you knew, yeah. When you stepped into my life, it was opportune. Just as though you heard what I was saying to the moon. Ah, you just an eavesdropper, yeah, yeah.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, yes indeed, and I'm Andy Senior, and this is an edition of Radiola I'm calling Under My Hat, because that's where I'm keeping a lot of stuff these days, rather than letting it leak out of my larynx. But the show has to leak out of my larynx, unfortunately. Jack Miller began the show in 1930, might have been accompanying himself on the piano there with Should I Reveal Exactly How I Feel? Well, I'm not going to. You probably can... I just drop subtle hints for those who wish to grab them. And there it is, Should I Reveal? From Lord Byron of Broadway was the name of the movie that was in, 1930. Tempo King and His Kings of Tempo, I Was Saying to the Moon, 1936. And there's a lot of mystery in there, too. They weren't saying who Tempo King was or who Queenie Ada Rubin was, but I have my suspicions, which I've promoted elsewhere. And our theme, Willard Robeson, the Apana Troubadours, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. Yes, indeed. Wake up and get slapped. Apparently that's what happens. If you can't sing along, don't bother to sing at all. That's the new paradigm right there. And, brother, can you paradigm? If you can't, then... That's okay, too. I'll take a rain check. We're going to continue now on Radiola. And by the way, if you want to find this playlist or any other Radiola playlist, please check out Radiola Blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. We can find it through any of your major search engines. You can it'll be there somewhere near the top, which I'm glad of. Miff Moles Molars, 1927, and it's getting a little warmer out there, so let's just deploy this one. A hot time in the old town tonight. Oh, yeah.
Look here, folks. You know there's a hot time? Where's that hot time, that boy? What is a hot time in Old Town tonight?
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong, or Louis Armstrong as he preferred to be called since he wasn't French, Beaucoup Jack, even though that's French, kind of. 1928, that's a Vocalion reissue of the OK. Not a bad pressing. I like that a lot. Before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. And this is just a request fulfillment, although I thought it would fit pretty well here. A medley of tunes from Countess Maritza, 1926. I believe that was stuff written by Emmerich Kallman. I'll have to look that up later, but I think that's who it was. I'm trying to hold so much under my head, some things leak out my ears. And before that, Miff Mauls Mullers, A Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight, 1927. This is Radiola, and if we're occasionally cryptic and hold our tongue, it's only because we have to. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to let any cats out of any bags, because if the cat gets out, then who knows what it'll get into. Here's Art Fowler, and indeed I should feel this way. Sometimes I do, in fact. 1927, I think they snuck across the border into Canada to record this at the Compo Studios up there, because it's not a rumbly perfect. It sounds electric to me. What do I care what somebody said?
Why do I care what Jack said? Why do I care what Jim said? Why do I care what Joe said? Don't care nothing about what nobody said. Everywhere I go, you'll see my baby too. Strolling the park, strutting the avenue. People pass remarks, but I hear every word. Here's a few I've overheard. Somebody said, oh, take a look at that baby. Somebody said, ah, why, how do you do? Somebody said, gee, but she is sure a wonderful baby. What beautiful eyes and hair and lips, too good to be true. Somebody said, well, she's a little bit goofy. Somebody said, sure, nothing up in her head. But when they rave, I go, cause I know she's in love with me, so what do I care what somebody says? Morning, noon, and night, the same thing all the time. What have I got? Who is this gal of mine? It don't worry me, just what is said at all. Here's some more that I recall. Somebody said, no, nobody for you. Somebody said, I know why, but I don't want to be catty. When people do this and that and those and other things too. Somebody said, say, why, she hasn't a penny. Somebody said, gosh, must be true what I've read. Well, they say that every knock's a boost, and I know my baby comes home to roost. So why do I care what somebody says? Makes no difference what nobody done said.
Days are long, things go wrong, I'm just as blue as I can be. It's so bad, driving me mad, to love you when you don't love me. I have cried, I have sighed, Now I know it's all in vain. So I say, go your way, I'll never weep for you again. What's the use of crying? What's the use of sighing? Though there's no denying that I'm longing for you. You were so deceiving, I was so believing. That is why I'm grieving, why I'm lonesome and blue. But you'll be sorry somewhere someday. Then just remember, you taught me to say, what's the use of crying? What's the use of sighing? What's the use of crying just for someone like you?
Why don't you shut up? I ain't heard nothing but Liza for 2 months. Liza ain't half sweet as my gal.
Yeah, she is, Henry. She's plenty sweet, and I'm a fool about her, too. I'm gonna get married next Christmas. Gonna get married on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh. And if you do, you're gonna have grudge against Santa Claus the rest of your life.
That's all right, though. That's all right.
Now, listen. I'm the one that's got the gal.
That cross-eyed gal of yours gets me all excited.
What you mean, my gal gets you excited?
Every time she talks to you and I'm with you, I think she's talking to me.
Listen here, Sam. If she ever calls me sweetheart and you answer, I'm going to bust you in the head. I know that.
Don't worry. I ain't going to answer. I think about Liza.
Why don't you shut up talking about Liza? Let's talk about my gal.
That's all we've been doing. I want to talk about my gal.
Don't argue with me now. Don't argue with me. I'm going to talk about my gal as long as I want her.
And I'm going to keep on talking about Liza, too.
Then there ain't but one thing to do.
What's that, Henry?
Let's both rave about the gals at the same time.
That suits me.
Well, start in.
Here we go, Henry.
You talk about your sweetie. Stop talking about your sweetie. Let's talk about my sweetie.
Mine is sweeter. Mine is neater.
I'll listen to your raven. Now listen to my raven. You're going to hear some raven now.
So listen to me say my sweetie.
Yes, well, it's about where you need to begin.
Off and
if she's
good as mine, she'd have to be twins. So tell me, bud,
you talk about your sweetie.
Stop talking about your sweetie.
Let's talk about
sweetie now.
Charles J. Carell and Freeman F. Gosden. In 1926, one of their handful of Victor recordings that they recorded under their own names, they here are recording Let's Talk About My Sweetie. Oh, yes. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Their characters there were Sam and Henry, who were later Amos and Andy, as you know, and they sounded about the same. They just had to change the names because they switched radio stations in the mid-20s, but there they are in 26 under, assisted by, as it says on the label, assisted by Sam and Henry. Greta Woodson, and her pianist on this side is Leroy Shield, who was much better known as a composer and arranger for the Hal Roach Studios, but here he is in 1926, What's the Use of Crying, and accompanying Greta Woodson, who is a whispering contralto, and that's a lot of them weren't whispering, a lot of them you could hear from about three blocks away, but that's a whispering contralto. Beginning with Art Fowler, better known as a ukulele player, but here accompanied by piano, on What Do I Care What Somebody Said, 1927, on Perfect. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I care what people say, so I have to, I guess. You know, I try not to. I mean, a lot of them, if they're relatives, I don't care what they say, but that's, I've become inured to that, those slings and arrows of outrageous cousins and aunts and uncles. This is Radiola. And we're going to continue with some acoustic selections here. Here's Ted Lewis in 1922, Bee's Knees. And if bees have knees, then I guess that's something. Do you believe that?
Thank you.
The Ambassadors in 1923, old-fashioned love. And you heard a tune in there, and that probably, and I'm guessing I will vouch for, it's probably the first appearance of that tune on recording. That was recorded about a week before the Arthur Gibbs recording of the Charleston. But you heard the Charleston in there in 1923, probably. It's a debut on Shellac. Before that, Frank Banta and Cliff Hess with Covered Wagon Days, 1923, a nice piano duet, and a very nice sound on that for 23, beginning with Ted Lewis and his band Bee's Knees, 1922. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm going to not disparage any anyone if they don't disparage me in the course of this. I'll be polite, and being polite is part of keeping things under one's hat, because and I discovered why older men wear hats, because several years ago I went on a little boating excursion without a hat, and I discovered that one's scalp begins to exhibit a sunburn if you are starting to get to that point in life. So wearing a hat is very important, although I haven't found one that really suits me. Here's Walter Leslie, which was a pseudonym for Ernest Hare, on Cameo in 1923. And, you know, what? Keep your head clean and keep your face clean and keep your hands clean. You get this, dirty hands, dirty face.
Wonderful pals are always hard to find. Some folks have one, some folks have none. I was alone for years, but fate was kind, and in the end sent to me a friend. Although he's not much higher than mine, the greatest thing on earth to me. Dirty hands, dirty face, please the neighbors a taste, but his smile is as cute as can be. Making noise, breaking toys, always fights with the boys, but his eyes are a vision to see. And when my work is done, coming home to the setting sun, from the gate he starts to run, then I kiss my boy. Dirty hands, dirty face, little devil, they say, but to me he's an angel of joy. Dirty hands, dirty face, lead the neighbors a chase, but his smile is as cute as can be. Making noise, breaking toys, always fights with the boys, but his eyes are a vision to see. And when my work is done, coming home to the setting sun, from the gate he stops to run, then I kiss my boy. Dirty face, little devil, they say, but to me he's an angel of joy. Thank you.
But if you crave a brand new thrill, come on and meet the band from Louisville. Why, she's a gal who's nobody's fool. Got a kiss like the kick of a mule. Until you're vamp by this brunette, brother, you ain't had no vamping yet. They call the lady Louisville Lou. Oh, what that vamping baby can do. She is the most heartbreakingest, shimmy-shakingest that the world ever knew. She's got the kind of love in that holds them. She's black eyes and she rolls them. Hot lips that are dip. And no more conscience than a snake has hip. And then she struts her feathers and plumes. The voters drop their mops and their brooms. You ought to see them hailing her, inhaling her perfume. And even old Black Joe, who roll and weep, they hang around and wanna be her cheek. So brother, here's my warning to you. Keep far away from Louisville.
Are jealous of her love, she's a wonder. No one loves the way she could. Every little kiss just feels so good when my sweetie puts her loving on.
You
don't want
to know.
I'm gone, little beauty. Sits down on my knee, stops and teases me. When she sighs and rolls her eyes, she's sweet as she can be. Turtle doves and little stars above, they raise thunder. Birdies too are jealous of her love, she's a wonder. Naughty eyes, naughty smile, pretty little form, I just go wild when my sweetie puts her loving on.
Oh, what? Oh,
Cliff Edwards, 1924. When My Sweetie Puts Her Lovin' On, and she puts it on, all right. That's a nice record. Oh, boy. He was, yeah, really, oh, lordy. Before that, Martha Pryor, Louisville Lou, 1923, and apparently Martha Pryor was a vaudevillian of note. Not much available on her, but there she was. On other labels, I believe Ethel Waters recorded under that name, but that is somebody named Martha Pryor, as far as I know. Before that, Walter Leslie, Ernest Hare, singing on his own, and he recorded, and there were dozens of pseudonyms, like a lot of them did. Dirty Hands, Dirty Face. Al Jolson is credited as the composer on that, and might have had some help, but it's not listed. 1923. And this is Radiola, and I don't have any help, although some people have suggested that I get help. And I take that under advisement too. One never knows. Whatever you're dealing with, that's what you've got. And I keep my nose clean as well as my face, and I try to keep it all under my hat. And if I pull my hat over my face, they won't let me into a bank. Assuming I have an account there. As I say, this is Radiola, and I'm just, you know, keeping it going here. Here's an interesting recording. These are all recordings I got recently. Most of them are from auction winnings. This was an interesting recording. It's a Canadian pressing. I believe originally an HMV recording based on the master number, and I managed to track this down to about 1926. It was reviewed in a January 1927 magazine, so I know this was probably 26. And that's, if you like British comedy, here it comes. Here's John Henry and Blossom, and we're two parts here, so we'll split it up for you. Here's the part one of Blossom's film scenario, and sounds interesting.
John Henry. I've written a film scenario.
Oh, aye. What's the good of that?
Don't you realize that there are millions in it?
Millions of what? People?
No, millions of pounds.
Aye, there may be millions in it, but what are we going to get out of it? There's millions in bank, you know, but you can't get at them. Where do I come in this?
You are to play the hero.
The hero?
Yes.
Do I wear spats?
No, you're not that kind of a hero at all. As a matter of fact, when the story opens, you are absolutely down and out.
Well, that's nothing new, is it? I'm always like that. Where's all this supposed to take place?
Alaska.
Ask who?
Don't you know Alaska's a place?
Is it a nice place?
No. It's a stark and frozen north. A land of dreary desolation and biting blizzards, where there's perpetual ice and snow.
Well, I should want some new vests if I'm going there.
New vests? What on earth are you talking about?
Well, the only vest I've got hasn't a tail to it, and if I have to go sitting about on polar bears and icebergs, I know I shall catch my death of cold.
Now, when the story opens, you are discovered in Dawson City without a shoe to your foot or a shirt to your back.
What, with the thermometer 30 degrees below zero?
Oh, do be quiet, please. Don't you understand I'm only speaking metaphorically?
I don't care how you're speaking. I know I shall catch my death of cold if I've only got a pair of trousers on.
Will you be quiet, John Henry? As I said, you are discovered in Dawson City, stripped of everything that makes life happy and respectable.
You're not taking my trousers away now as well, are you?
News comes through that gold has been discovered in the Klondike. You rush up to Maria, your sweetheart, and tell her you've decided to go, and passionately implore her to be true to you while you are away. This she promises to do. But your conversation is overheard by your rival, Antonio Magluski, who swears to follow you and murder you on the way.
He doesn't catch me, does he?
We'll come to that all in good time.
Yes, because, Blossom, if there's going to be any nasty, dirty, sticky business like that, I'd rather be Antonio Magluski, if you don't mind.
Don't interrupt. Tearing yourself away from Maria, you set out on your 400-mile journey.
How far?
400 miles.
How do we go? By train?
Train? There are no such things as trains in the Klondike. You walk.
What, 400 miles?
Oh, let me get on with the story. You set out on your 400-mile journey, dragging your heavy sledge behind you.
I've had to drag a sledge now.
Of course you have. You take all the tools and provisions on it.
Yes, but I mean to say, 400 miles. Why, it'll take me all day.
For 3 days you toil on, and after fighting your way up the precipitous mountain path, you are caught in a blizzard on the Yukon Trail.
And what?
Caught in a blizzard on the Yukon Trail.
Oh.
Why, what did you think I said?
I thought you said I was caught in the gizzard on a hook and nail.